A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, December the 14th, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Department of Health, the Minister of Health, has said that the numbers continue to rise. At the moment in Zimbabwe, the figures stand at confirmed COVID-19 cases are now 11,246, with 9,451 recoveries and a rise in the deaths. We now have 307 deaths currently, and when we look at the active cases, currently stand at 1,488.
Yes, marvelous. And then in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 72 million people who have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, 1,614,738 people have died. And according to the same hospital, there are over 16 million people who have contracted COVID-19 in USA alone. And out of this number, almost 300,000 have died. So, guys, Rwanda, lamhlanje ke sixoxa COVID-19. Saphinda futhi sixoxe ngalokho okwenzakala eKenya. Lapho sokulabantu abadabuka eZimbabwe asebenikwe i-citizenship. So, ke singangeni kulokho sikhangele iCOVID-19 kulabantu ke abayi 11,246 kweZimbabwe asebahlolwa kusukela ngombimbitho lonyaka bathola vele COVID-19. Kuthi kunaneleli kule 9,451 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abayi 307 sebabhubha. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu 72.4 million asebanjwe iCOVID-19. Kuthi abayi 1.6 million sebabhubha. Kuzobuya ke kwele Melika kuphela nje kukhanya kulabantu 16 million asebanjwe iCOVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 299,193 sebabhubha. So ke kukhanya kuyamemetheka kakhulu umkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi kwele Kenya khona ngale kule ndaba ezinye ezibangalisayo. Kulabantu asebephiwe nje ukuthi i-citizenship. Ukuthi bangahlala khona ngale kwele Kenya benza abakwenzayo. Siyabe sixoxa labo lamhlanje khonapha silabo sibili. Limelele lizwe abanye bangkhona silo baba uSpindi odabuka eMadopo. Kuzobuya lo baba uMngane la udabuka eMashonaland ngale. So kunjalo marvelous asithombe khonapha.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLife Talk nemuswe muvhuro December 14, 2020. Apo tiri kutetenyura tiri kumba. Ini ndiri kuWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Muno muAmerica tinoona kuti denda iri riri kuramba richitekeshera sombotarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 11,246 vabatwa ivo neCOVID-19 pari zvino. Totarisa isu vari kurarama nedenda iroro reCOVID-19 vakamira vari pa1,488. Tombotarisa zvakare avo vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi vari pa9,451. Totarisa vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishaya, vakashaya kusvika pari zvino. Bazi rezveutano remuZimbabwe rinoti pane vanhu 307 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarira pasi rose tichitarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica denda iri ranetsa. Uyezve ndoriri kunetsa pamusoro pekutambidzana kwemasimba pakati paVadonald Trump vanova ivo mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino vachitambidza masimba kuna vaJoe Biden vanova ivo vakakunda musarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa. Asi vaDonald Trump vari kuramba vachipikisa ivo kuti aiwa sarudzo idzi hadzina kuitwa zvakachena. Asi nyaya yeCOVID-19 ndoimwe nyaya huru yatiri kuona kuti ndoiri kunyanyonetsa imo muno muAmerica. Uyezve tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose huri kuramba uchikwira neimo muno muAmerica. Tombotarira pasi rose globally vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 vari pa 72 million. Izvi zviri kutaurwa nebazi reJohns Hopkins University reimo muno muAmerica. 1.6 million pasi rose vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Totarira imo muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 16 million vachidaudzira vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. 299 takuda kutosvika pa300,000 cases yevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri imo muno muAmerica. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yatinenge tiri kukurukura tichikurukura zvakare zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yenyika yeKenya uko takaona mutungamiri wemunyika iyi vachipa magwaro ekugara munyika imomo kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvakange zvaenda ikoko kuKenya asi zvakanga zvagara ikoko kwemakore akawanda vasina magwaro ekugara munyika iyi saka ndozvimwe zvatange tichikurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imomo muAmerica pamusoro pesarudzo.
Yeah, starting with the COVID-19, there are people who are worried that, some people are not wearing masks. And according to Dr. Agnes Mahomva, who is in the Ministry of Health, she's very worried that many people have actually discarded masks because of, certain reasons. So maybe people are tired and all those kind of things. So as Rajita Spanda spoke to some of the people in Bulawayo, and one of them is a health worker, just listen to what she said to Ezra Chisaspanda. Here she comes.
It is a blessing in Bande. It's a Zagu health sector and Shalakona Lapa Goblawayo. As a woman, so far, Umkushana where Corona is. Umkushana where COVID-19, Ukona. I'll see manga, Wutim, Umkushan, Okachan, Eloy, Umkushan, or seven to get to Yellow Band. Avanti by a Buya Estate bacheste kumbebe hambe ema labs bacheste wabanje abanye venga banje ukuthi balawo umkhuhlane wona lo bayabaleka ukuthi bangakhwara njalo bese bebaleke kubulawayo begade abanye ngabakade umalayitha bephume bekwamanye amazwi because bayazisala ukungena ku-isolation or ku-quarantine abantu bayafa yiliqinise likhona umkhuhlane wecorona uthi bayafa abantu ngawo bakhona abanye njalo abawusilayo kiwo kodwa inyeni labo liyafa and abanye bafa belokhu bekudenial ukuthi balo mkhuhlane wecorona abanye benza kuze kube ngathi benza ngabomo ngoba bafuna ukugqoka amamaski abafuna uku-social distancer abanye bafuna uku-physical distancer vele ngoba bafuna ukuhlala endaweni eziminyeneyo bekhipha amamaski besondelelane bekhulume bekhavulelana amathe bengelandaba calaceleni nje ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo ngumkhuhlane obulalayo ongatshiyi isizwe singelabantu sebefile abantu basayenza imicimbi kuhanjwe nje emcimbini igide yawo kube mnandi kungabi indaba zalutho abanye abanathayo bayahamba emabhawa betshintshanisane ngezikali zotshwala kungabi indaba zalutho nje vele kube ngani ngumkhuhlane ongekhoyo kodwa umkhuhlane ukhona siyananzelela ivini ezimfeni abantu bayahlala ezimfeni lanxa becetshisa ukuba nabangabuthani endaweni eyodwa kodwa abantu bayabuthana bengavele befike endaweni eyodwa sebekhohlwa ngamamaski ngoba sebefike emfeni bayakhipha bejikelele baqalise kwamamaski nxanxa sebefike emangcwabeni sokuthi gqoka nini amamaski but abantu bayafa sibili ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
That's one of the health workers in Bulawayo. She's very worried that people are discarding masks and to her it's a very serious problem. So before we cross over to Kenya, we've got another person who talked to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's listen to what he said to him.
Kamalami ngudumile Polovoza Nube. Nilapha ko Bulawayo kwentutu ziyathunga. Zazisathunga kudala intutu. Kathesi zisathunga ngendaba zokudubeka, ngendaba zemumo welizwe. Kathesi sikhuluma kunje kuDisemba ikhisimusi inyangoma elingase sithengele abantwana izigozo ekhisimusi ngabe sesishophile ngabe sesikhumbula abadala ekhaya kodwa ngesimo se-COVID esingenileyo hhayi kubi lo nyaka ikhisimusi ayisozibe mnandi ngokubuthana kwabantu kungavunyela nxa kuthiwa abantu babe ngu-50 abantu babe ngu-20 abantu babe ngu-30 khona lokhuyana kuyapha kuphambanisile kakhulu abantu abaningi abasebenzanga abantu abasebenza abantu okunye okukhubileyo abantu kakhulu yukuthi kuthe kunjalo abantu abazisebenzayo abalemthovu abalamahlezi bathiwa kabangene egatsheni lukahulumende lwezuku abaningi abakwanelisanga ukuthi bakungene because wathi hayi into ze-government azisisi ndawo abantu abaningi abangenanga bakunanzelela sokuthi sekusekuqineni khathesi njewalibona kunje silayinile silayinela amabhasi akula transport amabhasi malutshwane amakhombi malutshwane abaningi asebezitshontshela ukuthi bangene kukho khona lokhu uhlelo lukahulumende nabanye abangangenanga kulo uhlelo lonalolo impilo sibili lo nyaka ikhisimusi hhayi asiyiboni ukuthi ngafanana le minyaka edlulileyo siyabe siqamba manga kusenziwa yi-COVID kusenziwa kungasebenzi kusenziwa yisimo sebizwe sikuzo ngoba kade singkhuluma ipetroli ikhwelile xa kukhwela ipetroli ukhwela yonke so siza kuthini sikhuluke emakhaya ipetroli ikhwelile kumele sithenge amagrosari siza kwenza kanjani konke khona lokho akwenzakali.
So that is Mr. Ncube, a marvelous season. Bulawayo is talking about what is happening in the country. He's really saying things are not going well in the country. So now let's turn to what is happening in Kenya. So what is happening in Kenya is that there are some Zimbabweans who actually settled in Kenya in the 1930s. So now nearly 1,700 of those people have now been granted citizenship. So according to some of the people who were there on Saturday at Nyao National Stadium, where there were celebrations to mark the country's independence celebrations, President Uhuru Kenyatta actually granted those people citizenship. I'm happy that we've got two of those very happy people, that is Mr. Zephaniah Mungani and Mr. Michael Svindi. So we'll start with Mr. Zephaniah Mungani, who has to tell us exactly what is going on. Mr. Mungani, welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, tell us what happened to you.
It's a great day. It was a great day for us, the Shona, in Nairobi, Kenya, because we were granted citizenship by His Excellency the President of Kenya, President Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta. After being here for quite a long time, we've been here for years without having any documents. So at this time, when he granted us citizenship, we were very much happy. That's how we are here in Kenya.
Did it take you by surprise?
Actually, it didn't take us by surprise because we had presented our plea to the government for citizenship. So we saw it coming, although it came slowly, but we saw it coming.
So tell us how you feel about all this.
Actually, I cannot describe my happiness because I'm quite overjoyed. I'm very happy. I might, if you could see me, I'm actually jumping up and down because of this, of what happened here.
So how many people have granted citizenship there?
A total of about 1,600 people were granted citizenship because all these were adults and some were children and others of below age. So, but all of us were granted citizenship.
So is it that they were selecting using certain kind of criteria, or they just picked everybody that they thought was supposed to come on board?
No, they picked all those people they knew who had been here in Kenya for all those years, since the early 60s there. So they picked all of them and said, this one should be granted citizenship.
So how many are you there, and how many are not yet granted the citizenship?
To my knowledge, all of us were granted citizenship.
Uh-huh. So let me hear from Marvelous Mshanganyawiye. Marvelous, we've got an esteemed gentleman here talking about the granting of citizenship to some Zimbabweans who originated from Zimbabwe in the 1930s. They're now in Kenya, and it's exciting news, you know?
Yes, I'm interested in knowing, how did you keep the language going? Do you speak the local language there, or you still keep to your own Shona and Ndebele or other languages?
Yes, Mr. Mungani, do you still speak Ndebele and Shona, and then you speak Swahili as well? So there's that question.
Oh, yeah, I can speak Shona and Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe if you can ask him to tell us in Shona how he maintained that language, especially the Shona, for his kids, his family. How was it easy?
So she's asking whether it was easy for you to maintain the language with the kids and everybody. So just tell us exactly how you managed to do that.
Chakaita kuti tikwanise kuramba takachengeta mutauro wedu nechekuti kubva mukuuya kwakaita vabereki wedu munyika inoyi. Haana kuda kuti tipesane kuti mumwe ogara kwake kwake, asi takagara munzvimbo imwe chete ino inonzi Kiambu, panzvimbo inonzi Kikuyu. Saka ndopatakanga takangoona takaungana tese, saka hatina kukwanisa kuti mutauro wedu wamadzibaba edu urasike. Pakangorasike mabhima iri matatu, asi mutauro wedu wati tinoutaura zvakakwana.
Mm-hmm. Ko vana vari kuzviona zviri nyore here kuti vataure mutauro wokumusha, uyezve munovadzidzisa tsika dzekumusha here?
Saka mazanda tichingangora tichingangora sike mazima irika kuti matatu zvavo asi mutauro kangai mudzimba dzedu kana dai ndekuti tinotaura nemutauro wedu wababa wedu kuitira kuti tiwirirane saka kana chiswahiri chaicho kwatiri isecond language nekuti mutauro wedu chaiwo tinotaura mutauro wamadzimbaba edu saka vana kwavari zvino vanyore kuti vabate mutauro iwoyo vanotoudzidza kubva kune vabereki.
Makawanda sei vanhu vakawanikwa vachipiwa magwaro ekuti mugare imomo muKenya uyezve makaenda ikoko rii zvazvaita sei?
Isusu vamuri kutaura navo ava handi havana kuenda asi kuti takatozvarirwa muno muKenya ndo mataberekerwa saka tinoziva munomu saka vakatouya muno muKenya vabereki vedu ndo vakauya vachitiya nebvira Mwari saka ivavo ndo kuberekwa kwataitwa muno muKenya saka isu tinongoziva Kenya chete.
Yes, so and I believe you've got Mr. Michael Svindi with you there. Can I talk to him? I'm told he's just nearby.
Yes, he's quite here.
Yeah, Babu Svindi, unjani?
Yeah, nichonile.
Nichonile, Baba. Akutshela abantu Svindi kuti wena lapho abazali bakho kumbokoko bakho abavela khona kungapi? Akubatshele khona.
Yeah, ngiyakhuluma nje kancane kodwa kakhulu mina ngingathi ekhaya ngikwazi sidabuka khona kodwa ke ngisizwa nje abazali bami benzela bathi sivele ematopo so ngikhulele lapha konke okuningi okwasezimbabwe angilakho kangako.
So akutsho ke ngokunikwa i-citizenship ukubona njani khonokhu uselenikwe i-citizenship?
Ukunikwa kwetama-citizenship sajabula kakhulu. Into esenza sijabule ngeyokuthi thina abazali bethu baphume elizweni leZimbabwe seseyirodisi ngebhajeli likababa Johani yikho ke besihla besiya eSouth Africa besuka eSouth Africa bebuya eZambia besuka eZambia bengena eTanzania besuka eTanzania bezofika lapha eKenya yikho kakhulu lapha eKenya yikho bahlale khona baze bafela lapha elizweni leKenya basithiya singabatwana sikhulele lapha ikakhulu into esiyaziyo kakhulu kulapha eKenya yikho sikwazi kakhulu.
So ke singathi kumuli yakho kulabantu abangaki abalokhu besenelisa ukukhulumisa iNdebele njalo kwini okwakulihlupha lingakabi ngama-citizens elingakwanisi elingalenelisi ukuthi likwenze?
Ngathi imuli yethu yonke ikhulumisa iNdebele njengokuba abazali bethu babevele bekhuluma sona isiNdebele. Into enkulu kakhulu athi sihlupha ngeyokuthi abantwana bethu beyaswela imfundo ngenxa yokuswela izincwadi. Ekuhambeni nje loba lapho yabusiya khona kulama-roadblock ezinye emigwaqweni lapha ukuthi uyabuzwa i-ID uyiswele kubenzima ukuthi uhambe. Edorobheni sibili loba uzihambele edorobheni ungahlangana lepolisa wawusesaba ukuthi ipolisa leli lizanyekela kumbe sihambama yikho kwakusihlupha. Abatwana bethu babe abaningi nani namhlanje bakhuluma njengawe lapho khona lapho i-America ngifunda kodwa kwehlula baphonga urawunda lapha sesabafundisa nje imisebenzi yezandla enele yokubaza ekuluka amabhasikiti ekukhanda yimisebenzi abayikwanisayo ukuthi beye emahofisini abakwanisanga ngenxa yemfundo.
So libona ngani ngathi seliyakwenza pho?
Mina namhla ngomvulo athi ngitiye isithupha ngomgqibelo namhlanje ngomvulo nje sobe ngicabanga ukuyathatha manje i-ID ngenxa yokuthi liyani liyi-certificate futhi ngathatha i-ID ngitsho ngiyedinga lapho engiya kuya khona ngike ngiphume loba eNairobi ngiyefika eKisumu or ngiphume lapha eNairobi ngike ngiyefika eMombasa ngisithethe so You want to go to the and you want to see this thing pass up.
Yeah, that was our cool baba. Tell me before we do any other thing. Let me say, can you mute Ipatani and Konapo? So, what he's saying is that, you know, they were facing very serious challenges, you know, before they were granted citizenship. And one of the issues is identity cards. You know, he says if you don't have any identity card in Kenya, it's a problem. So police can ask you about some of those kind of documents. And if you don't have any, they ask you so many questions. And he says basically their children did not attend schooling because they didn't have any ID cards. So they ended up doing some menial jobs. And they taught them how to, you know, knit some kind of clothes or, you know, do some kind of metal work and all those kind of things. And at the end of the day, he says, they may also venture now into businesses like Kenyans because now they're Kenyans.
Aha. Regei timbo zokera kuneva mwe mnyarikani wedu tifunzo kuti. Saka makawanda si iku oko jishwaru wa shwe Zimbabwe sha iku oko kwa mwe kutani.
Kuno takawanda seza maza jistaro kuti tinorarika chulu chumwe chete tinonika takusasa nila zuru ziri papapo.
Pane zvamaita dzakuita here mukati mawana mapepa amazotiwa.
Sioni takagara takaberekwa tikakura tisina matsamba tina zvitupa saka kuti tishande mabasa akafanira muno munyika muno mutanga tisingakwanisi saka izvozvi ndo zvakaita kuti tingorambe tiri wepasi tiri varombo nekuti taingoshandawo mabasa amaoko iwayaya ekuedza mabasa akadaro. Asi kutishane mabasa chaiwo zvakafanana mabasa ekunyorwa mumakambani mumahurumende ndizvo taisakwanisa kuti tinovhure mabhenki ekaunti kuti tiwanewo maakaunti ekuti tichengete mari dzedu dzatiri kushanda taisakwanisa nekuti mabhenki muyamuya munoda maid card zvino wani kana usina haukwanisi kuvhura akaunti kuti munowanawa kuti munorejista zvinhu zvakafanana mabhizinesi enyu zviri munzi yakafanira haataikwanisa nekuti zvese zvazvinenge zvakuda maid card. Saka taitoti kana wakutoda kuti urejiste basa rako wotonotsvaka munhu ari wemunyika munomu ane chitupa chake ndiye achakubatsira. Zvino ipapapo kwakutoda trust yakakwana nekuti mumwe uchamudaro mangwana okutsotsa basa rako riyariya iwo wapachena hauna kwekunomhandara. Saka ipapapo ndokuta zvakanga zvichitinetsa kwazvo zvakuita kuti nhasi uno zvatapiwa setifiketi kuti zvitaama Kenya ndotiro tiri kutipadza kwazvo kuziva kuti iyezvino tichashanda mabasa edu takasununguka tichiita chipi nechipi takasununguka kana kutsvaka rubatsiro chairo kuhurumende tinenge tichinotsvaka takasununguka nokuziva kuti taave munyika munomu taakorerwa kuti macitizen emunomu.
Now Mr. Muungane, briefly, what were the problems that you faced before you became a citizen?
There were so many problems that we faced, but I just mention a few. As you know, being a foreigner, being somebody without any documents in a land where you say it's your land, you have to face challenges as arrest, police arrest, such challenges. When you want to go, when you're sick, you want to go to hospital, you cannot be accepted because you don't have an ID card. So those are some of the challenges we faced before we became citizens.
Thank you very much. Can you mute? Yes, marvelous. You've got another guest here. Hold on, marvelous. Hold on. So we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Chitando. Maybe you can introduce him. Let me just bring him in. There he comes. He's Mohammed Ali Chitando, something?
Mr. Chatonda.
Chatonda, yes.
Quiet. Yeah, Mr. Chatonda, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I couldn't get the link on the PC, so I'm on my phone. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
we are now going to the U.S. elections. Can you tell us your view as a Zimbabwean? Today we see that the electors are all over, you know, the states are going to be counting are now going to be putting together what came out of their states. Please take us through that process and then what happens after today?
Yeah, I want to be very clear and say this is a process that we didn't even know, we didn't even care about soon after elections. In a normal elections, we just waited for the day of the inauguration of January 20, normally. But because of the Mabiri Bobi started by Mr. Trump, everything is up in the air now. So today, all the states are going to certify the electors are going to certify the elections as elected as the results in the elections. However, because there is this commotion, we really don't know. One, there are two possibilities. The electors who should confirm to the Constitution and to the normal practice or the precedents should always go along with what the election results were. But seeing that this is abnormal times where some wrenches have been thrown in the works, we don't know if there will be some electors who revolt and try to push the other candidate who was not elected by the people, or there could be another set of people who pronounce themselves to be electors who also submit their view in the electoral envelope that will be sent to the Congress. So that abnormal occurrence is very rare, but in these days I stopped saying something is very rare. So if you are 99.99% sure, sometimes the 0.1% can happen. So we will still be interested. We won't know with certainty what the states have chosen to do, whether there's opposing electoral votes or anything like that. Of course, the news media have got their informants. We might know something here and there about the state or so, but it's not going to be really definite until those envelopes are opened and counted at Congress on the 8th of January.
Mhm. Saka tombotaura nerumirwa mai kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika muno muAmerica. Muzwara nhasi chii chichange chiri kuitika panyaya yemamiriro akaita sarudzo dzichango pakuitwa.
Yeah, nhasi ndopa panobuda ma electoral college vakuru vanotsidzira kuti ma electoral votes akawanikwa nava Trump nava Biden ndiyo chaizvo. Vobva vatsikidza vasaina vatenderana. Vogotora envelope yacho yakavharwa yakapisirwa kana kuti a sealed envelope. Ndiyo ichatumwa ku imba yematongerwo enyika. Kune avo vachazozarura maenvelope yavo vachiverenga kuti zvatinoziva nezvatinofunga ndizvo zvichaitika here, kana kuti pazopindawo vamwe vari kubatsira kuda mukuru wenyika Donald Trump ari kuramba achiti iye akahwina nokuti akabirwa maelection. Zvisiri zvinhu zvatsigirwa kumakoti kana kukoti huru ine magweta akasarurwa naiye Trump wacho, hazvina kubuda zvaaifunga kuti magweta awa apa achanyara kuti nokuti ndiye akaasarudza vacharerekera divi rake, asi haana kunzwisisa kuti magweta ekoti anonyatsotevedzera mutemo neconstitution. Nyangwe zvavo vakave maliberals kana maconservative, asi pane kamu kanogara pakati mumutemo munyika inoyi kanoramba kachitevedzerwa.
zvokuti mutemo chinhu chikuru zvikuru. Saka ini zvangu pakufunga kwangu nekuziya kwangu ndotofunga kuti hapana chichachinja. Tichatotsvaga masvutu isu vamwe tinopfeka zvestislam tisanotukwa kuti kana tadaiwa kuzoona Biden achiitwa president musi wa 20 January panenge pane runyararo pasina bongo zvose. Asi zvaiitwa zviri kuitwa mazuva ano zviri kunakidzwa zvachose zvokuti zvashamisa nyika yose yose.
Aiwa regei ndimbofunza zvakare tombotarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 kwamuri kuSouth Carolina kwakamira sei, uyezve imi kana nhomba iri kutaurwa iyi vaccine ichinzi yauya muchakwanisa here kunge muchibayiwa vaccine iyoyo?
Ini nhomba iyi kana yauya ndinotomhanya kuraini rokutanga ndini and ndinodzida dzose. Inobva kuPfizer, inobva kuModerna, inobva kuNovavax, inobva kupi. Kana iya imbotagwa inobva kuMadagascar zvese ndibayei. Nokuti ndaona vanhu vachitambura ini ndanga ndine chirwere chekanza ndiri. Saka ndaiuya kuNew York kwenyuko. Muri kuDC but kuNew York ndokwandaenda kune madokta vana mazvikokota ekanza. NekuAtlanta nekuno kuSouth Carolina vachinditarisa. Pakazosvika nguva yekuti kana kuti ndiiswe muemergency zvaitoramba vachiti iwe chitodzokera nendege nokuti mibhedha yose yekuemergency yakazara. Kana kuno kuCarolina, kuSouth Carolina, hospitari yedu ihuru chose uye guta randinogara rinonzi Spartanburg tine vanhu 37,000 chete. Saka unogona kuenda kuhospitari uchinorapwa in 5 minutes. But mazuva ano hakuchatomboiti. Madhedha yese akapera, vanhu vari kukosora, vari kurwara, vari kushaya. Saka chirwere ichi ndechechokwadi, masaindisti ari kuidza kuti achibate. Zveshuwa kune vanozoda kuita business rokuti vaite profit. That's normal panyaya dzese. Asi chikuru chiripo ndechokuti tofanira kuziva kuti business munyika mose kungave kuAmerica, kuZambia, kuMalawi, kuZimbabwe, kuRussia, business vanhu. Hakuna munhu webusiness anoda kuuraya vanhu. Zvinotaura zvese zvekuti Bill Gates anoda kuuraya vanhu chichi. Kusaziva nokusada kufukura kuti munhu azvizivire chokwadi. Hakuna munhu anoda kuuraya vanhu. Izvo ndo zvinondizivisa inini kuti kana mushonga uripo sure seni zvangu mudhara nezvirwere zvangu izvi ndikapuhwa mushonga uyo kuda unotodavidza zvimwe zvinhu ndobva ndafa, hazvina mhosva nokuti muviri wangu unenge wakanganisika. Asi hazvisi zvokuti pane vanhu vanoda kutiuraya. Izvo tisambozvinyengedze.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chatonda. Then I'd ask him a question, Gibbs, that will he take the vaccine, you know, if it comes, and, you know, maybe you just answer in English before we go to our next guest.
Maybe before we answer that, let's get Mr. Musani Busontini. You know, he says he'll be here for only a few minutes. So Mr. Ntini is an independent political commentator. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Hello, Dr. Fabius.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much. So tell us, what is happening today in USA? We see that the electors are choosing or electing a president. Are they going to do the right thing? Or maybe they're doing what they're going to do, things that are maybe outside the norm?
So today is a big day. The electors are meeting in their respective states to vote. When you look at history, history has taught us that about 99% of the electors in the past, they have voted in support of the public vote, the popular vote, and also in line with the parties that sent them or elected them to vote. So, you know, they'll be meeting in a few minutes in many states in the East Coast. And we are hoping that they will do the right thing. You know, they will respect the popular vote and also, you know, the parties that actually elected them to represent the party.
So is it constitutional for them to actually cast their votes according to the popular vote?
No, there is no constitution provision or federal law that requires electors to vote according to the results of the popular vote in their states. You know, however, at the state level, some states do require that the electors, you know, vote according to the popular vote, and there are consequences for not doing that. But, you know, in most states, there is no such thing. But when you look at the people that are elected, it's not me or you, just the random people. These are people that are either leaders within the party or are people that are being recognized for their service by the parties. So it's an honor to be, you know, put in that listing. And most people, it would take, I don't know what it would take for them to, you know, not end up not voting the way they are expected to vote. But we do realize that if that is the case, and it does happen, that no candidate or no, you know, team receives the 270, you know, electors, then we'll be forced to see the members of the House being the ones that are voting. There's about 435 of these members of the House. That would be the best thing that can happen to Donald Trump. Because if it goes to the House, you realize that the Republicans are actually controlling more of the states. As the members of the House, they have to vote state by state. So that could really work in Donald Trump's favor. But like I said earlier on, 99% of the electors have always voted the way they pledged and the way they committed themselves to the party. But I don't see anything happening, but you never know. We have to wait until January 6, 2021, when Congress actually counts the votes.
So we see that there are some Republicans, you know, who are saying, you know what, we're not going to recognize the election results or the Electoral College votes. And one of them is Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana. So he says, you know, let the process play out. What can you say about that?
No, I think what's happening, they keep shifting the goalposts. I think it's expected. They are trying everything within their power. But when you look at what happened with the Democrats when Donald Trump won in 2016, they also did the same thing, but in a different way. You know, there were all these, you know, issues that were being challenged throughout the 4 years. You know, he was even impeached. So I think what they're doing here is just making noise. They are trying to be as destructive as much as they can. In other ways, to some of them, it's actually paid back for what the Democrats did to Donald Trump, I believe.
Yes,
sakwenza uhamba njani kodwa xa sikhangela imbali yokhetho bajayele ukuthi belandele i-popular vote ivoti eyuapha upresident elect uBiden lo vice president elect uKamala Harris i-3 and 6 electoral votes. Siyabona ukuthi kungenzala ukuthi kwenzale okunye okubi kodwa i-99% of the time bajayele labantu abantu ama-electors ajayele ukuhlonipha i-popular vote njalo bajayele ukuhlonipha amaphathi ayiwo abathunyile ukuthi ama-electors. So bazavota namuhla, then amavota azathunyelwa e-DC ku-Congress akumele afike mhlaka 23, 2 days before Christmas. And then amavoti la azavulwa mhlaka 6 January 2021 lapho azabala khona. Then impumela yakhona kungahamba kuhle. Actually, vele kuzakuthelela khonapho. Kumele ngokukhetha wakhona xa ukubalwa kwakhona ukhona uzakuthola amavoti ayi-270. I-team yana yuzaba inaugurated ngo-January. Kumbe kungenzakala ukuthi ama-members e-House ama-435 kube yiwo agcine evota nxa yokuthi ama-electors behlulekile ukuthi ekhethe i-outright winner ethole 270 votes. kodwa mhlaka 20 January 2021 in inauguration of whether the inaugurator of Biden lo Harris or Trump lo vice president wakhe.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke umute ke khona ngapho ke ifoni yakho. So marvelous, we still have got our guests, Mr. Zephaniah Mungani and Mr. Michael Swindi in Nairobi. So maybe let's cross over to Nairobi right now, marvelous.
Maybe we can also ask them, were they following the elections, even though they were still, you know, happily, you know, looking at getting their citizenship, looking at Barack Obama is actually from Kenya. Have they been following the elections?
Mr. Mwani?
Yeah, we've been following the elections in America.
Mm-hmm.
Though, you know, not on a keen vote, because knowing that we are not citizens, we have nothing to do, and so we just followed it like anybody else.
Saka munoona sei zvanga zviri kuitika kuno ku America. Vamwe vari kumbotaura nezvazvo here ikoko tichiona kuti Barack Obama baba vaibva ikoko Kenya.
Kunyanya vazhinji seyo mbikiri vari muno mwanga vachifarira kwazvo kunyanya nekuziva kuti Barack Obama chizvarwa chemuno saka iwo vaifarira kwazvo kuona panenge pachimira va Obama saka zvakazopinda vaninga wa Trump pakaratidza wa Trump akaratidza kunge vane karusarura zvino havana kuzovafarira saka vazhinji vanga vachifarira vaninga wakapinda zvino saka vazhinji kuna Trump havana kunge vachinyanya vafarira zvakanyanya.
Yeah, Mr. Mwane, going forward with your certificates, what are the rest of you going to be doing?
The rest of us sezvamunoziva tangatiri sevanhu tanga tisina chataakuronga manje taakuchironga upenyu hwedu kuziva kuti iye zvine izvi zvatava nemacitizen zvatava macitizen panapa chataakuda ndechii chekuti tizive upenyu hwedu kuti kubva ipapa taakuchigadzira upenyu hwedu pane zvatakanga tisingawani zvazvo zvataa kuchigadzira kuti tiwane.
Munomboenda here kuZimbabwe kana mune urongwa here wekuenda kuZimbabwe?
Kuenda munoza tagara tiri vanhu tisina matsamba saka zvokuenda kuya kuya ataikwanisa kuti tiende asi iye zvine izvo sezvo tane citizenship yemuno unogona kuapplya pasipoti rako wochibuda kubve kwenyika izvozvo ndo zvamanzwa mumango achitaura achiti zvoda kutozvafanana nekutesta kuona kuti ndikaapplya pasipoti tichapiwa here ndichafamba here tiri kubvepi izvo zviya ndo zvataa kutoda kuti tione kuti zvinoitika here nekuti hatisati tanyatsodaira kuti zvaitika hapo nekuti kana usati wabata so uchiri kutombotsvaka kuti atiidi here kana kuti aiwa pamwe ndiri kufananidza ndiri kurota saka toda kuti hope dziya dzatiri kurota kuti raaidi tiritobva taona kuti zvedu hope dziya dzasiri hopeba asi kuti ichokwadi waakugona kufamba kwese kwese kwaunoda kusiri kuZimbabwe chete kana kunanaamerica uko kana kunana Britain chero kwaunenge wada chete.
Ndachida kubvunza kuti ivo purezidendi veimomo vakaziya sei nyaya yenyu?
Vapurezidendi vakaziva kuburikidza nekuchema kwataita kuburikidza nemagrupu ena UNHCR ndo vakatimirira vakanzwa chichemo chedu kune Kenya Human Rights Commission vakanzwa chichemo chedu vakaona kuti zvedu apa pane vanhu vakadzvinyirirwa apa vari kuchema vari kushaya anovanzwa ndo vakatora chichemo chedu vakachisvisa kuhurumende dakara chikanosvikira vapurezidendi ndovapo vakachizotora danho manje rekuti kwete ava vanhu vanofanirwa kuti vapiwe citizen.
Thank you so much.
So, in English, can you tell us exactly how you are going to handle your life? Starting from today onwards, how are you going to do it, Mr. Mungani? Because you are saying that it's as if it's a dream, you know? So, how are you going to change your fortunes?
Actually, it's true. It's like, it's as if it's a dream. Now, we want to see if that dream is, because the dream has come true. Now we are going to see what we shall do. First off, after we get the identity cards, we are going to
to open bank accounts, maybe do some legalize our businesses, do many things which we could not do before we had these identity cards. So this is what we are going to do. And above all, we need to make sure that our children get proper education so that in future they can also sustain their life, not to depend on the works we've been doing like carpentry and such. They need also to work to get proper jobs, like office jobs, those white-collar jobs. So not to be like us.
Babu Sibindi, we see a pambili, liza seven zanjar. Wakubona kwe.
Wakubona kwe tu. Katesi, sesi nga vanti. Sesi nga isu vanti.
In
your life, as we born, you have one at Tinavis Zagakuru, even in us of his Gazama votes.
Yes, Mr. Mwande Mungani, your last word, sir, before you go. Just your last word.
My last word is to thank the government of Kenya for considering our plea. They took it and they gave us citizenship. That's my last word, to thank them. And to thank the whole world for supporting us, for congratulating us. This is what I'm really happy for. That's my last
one.
Uh-huh. There's a question here from Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He's saying, are you willing to come back home in the future to Zimbabwe?
Actually, already I'm at home here because I'm already a Kenyan, so I'm at home. Maybe I could come there as a tourist to see the home of our forefathers, the home of our fathers. But I'm already at home here.
So do you have relatives that are still in Zimbabwe and do you communicate?
Maybe those few who usually come here to visit Kenya, those are the ones we know, but most of them, maybe one or two whom we don't know, we have never met, but only through Facebook and such like, but very few.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. It's Bongile Kakulu, Baba Kona Ngapo Sibindi. Nobabo Mugani, selling at Kumanje Konokoge, this Hambele. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Okay, bye bye. So, those were our two guests, you know, very important guests, marvelous. Mr. Mungani and Mr. Swindi. They are now Kenyans. You know, they are enjoying it and saying, it seems as if it's a dream, you know. So, but it's not a dream. It's very true. They're now citizens. So, we are now remaining with the two other guests. Mr. Musani Busontini and Mr. Chatonda. So let's go ahead and wrap up with them.
Maybe Mr. Chatonda, as we wrap up, What's your view? I asked you about the vaccine, actually. That there's this vaccine that everybody's talking about for COVID-19. Personally, would you take it? What are your fears? You know, what are you hearing about the vaccine itself?
Well, as I said before, I will take the vaccine. Of course, there are risks because most of these vaccines have been rushed through the process because of the pandemic has been very destructive. Just to put this into perspective, you know, the rate of death in this country today is like we have 747 airplanes crashing every day. And if you put that into perspective, you really see that this is a pandemic of very, very high magnitude, and we can't... I would take it, and I feel bad that there are some people who say they won't take it, because what it means is if you don't take it, you remain to be the weak point within the community that will keep spreading that disease. Because even if I take the vaccine, I don't know if I'm protected for a week, 2 days, 3 months, or 1 year. There's no... We don't have enough data to know some of those statistics as yet.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, we thank you so much. And maybe just your last word.
Not yet, Marvelous. Just go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were behind time, but since we still have time, Tombo Tarisa Nyaya, ye mamira keta nyaya ye COVID-19, iko koko kwamuri iko kwaka mira sei parijino. What is the situation there when we come to COVID-19? You were just explaining that, putting it into perspective, it looks like four jumbo jets are crashing the rate of death at the moment. But what's the situation like in South Carolina there?
Yeah, the situation is really bad. The problem is that those who don't know that there are people suffering, they're having their life, you know, and going about, and some even saying, oh, I don't see COVID, I don't see people die. But all they need to do is go to the hospital and see how people are really suffering there. And it's not a joke at all. And the sad part about it, you could be talking to me today, and tomorrow you hear that I'm gone. You know, so, and some young people seem to be able to withstand the effects of COVID, but this is a very bad disease, regardless of how it started, whether it's from China or from monkeys or from baboons or from bats. It doesn't matter. We have it now, and we really need to work together to get control. Before I finish that, I just say, I almost cried when I was listening to the Kenyan brothers talking.
Mm-hmm.
We have all this OAU and SADC, that this matter has never been brought up, that Zimbabwe could not understand the translation of the law that say you are a natural-born citizen if your mother is from Zimbabwe or from Malawi or from South Africa. These people should have had provisional passports from Zimbabwe a long time ago. So it's really painful. It shows me that the African governments, we still have a long, long, long way to go as far as humanitarian issues are concerned. And my hat's off to Seven, though I think it's time for him to go, but this one, I really, really thank him for what he has done.
This one is from Kenya. The president of Kenya is the one that gave them citizenship.
Oh, that's I'm thinking Uganda. that's Uhuru.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Yeah, Mr. Kenyatta.
So I do thank Mr. Uhuru for doing this, and I want to tell those citizens that they should never be ashamed. They are Kenyans, but they are just as much Kenyans as they are Zimbabweans as well. I don't care what the law, the rule, everything say. These stupid European borders that make us Bantustans, I mean, I seriously have a Malawi passport, a Zambia passport, a Mozambique passport, and a Zimbabwe passport, and I don't care what anyone says, because I think those are my countries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, now looking at another issue, lastly, you know, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Mozambique, where he's discussing the ISIS crisis, you know, in that country. So there's a security situation that Mozambicans are facing. So now let's bring in first Mr. Ntini, Mbuso Ntini, to weigh in on this issue, what he thinks about this kind of crisis. And then we'll ask Mr. Tonda to come in as well. Mr. Ntini, what do you think about the crisis in Mozambique? And can Zimbabwe now help with other third countries because Mozambique says it is facing a crisis?
Yeah, I think terrorism is a bad thing world over. But I think issues like terrorism are best, you know, tackled through organizations such as AU, SADC, or even the United Nations or NATO, where countries are all coming together, pulling resources, you know, pulling resources in terms of money and also the force, you know, soldiers. What I don't know about the case of Zimbabwe, I'm not privy to all the details, is Honorable Idi Mnangagwa going there representing Zimbabwe, or is he representing SADC?
He is part of the Troika, I think, you know, SADC Troika. So he's handling it in that kind of respect.
So if that's the case, if he's representing, you know, SADC, I think it's a good thing to do. We just have to make sure that Zimbabwe doesn't end up shouldering most of the, you know, work. We don't get blamed or get hit back by ISIS as the ones that actually send our own soldiers. I think if the soldiers are going there, they should go under the SADC umbrella, and there should not be any country that is the one that is shouldering all the, you know, the funds and the resources and also sending, you know, the army. Zimbabwe, I don't think we have the budget for any of these. You know, people are struggling. Our health system is like, you know, on its knees. So definitely we don't have the resources to go at it by ourselves. But it is definitely under SADC. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. Yes.
It's good to help our neighbors.
1 minute, Mr. Chatonda. What's your take on that?
Oh, my take on that is that it's too bad that the world doesn't want to uncover the problems of issues like this ISIS and all that. It's all about money. And it's all about taking advantage of the disadvantages, advantaged, so that they can cause trouble all over the world. Me being a good Muslim, I never support you or anyone else to fight or take someone's life in order to force them into your way of living. That's not how human beings behave. And I hope that apart from fighting ISIS, there is a consensus around the world that there is no interference in our country, in Africa as a whole, from ISIS, from America, from Britain, because this is what causes all the problems. They should just let Africa resolve its problems by itself. We have enough problems as it is right now.
So we've come to the end of our program today, Marvelous, and we wish to thank our guests. This evening, from Kenya, Mr. Zephania Mungani and Mr. Michael Sivindi. They have become the new citizens of Kenya. And then in USA, we had Mr. Busan Busontini. He's an independent political commentator. And then we also had Mr. Mohammed Ali Chatonda. He's in USA as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
Tinotenda vachatonda ku South Carolina kwamuri vano vaivo vanoona nezvenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vari ku South Carolina uko kuti mauya pachirongwa. Thank you very much. I'm signing off in Washington DC. I'm Marvelous Mtanga. Just to remind you that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this program, some of the figures we gave you on COVID-19 may have changed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Gatikurukure.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe. Good night.